May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Guke Audio Podcast. I'm DC, Poobah of Guke Audio and Guke Archives. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So, today we're going to hear an audio clip with Shunyu Suzuki giving a lecture, an excerpt from it at Los Altos, California, on July 22nd, 1965. And I'm going to read it, and then after I've read it, I'm going to play you a slightly edited, audio clip with him giving the lecture as he gave it there, with him giving the lecture. So here we go. And we bow this morning 9 times. Why we bow to Buddha is... It's actually a kind of practice to get rid of our self-centered idea, to give ourselves completely to Buddha. Here I mean to give myself or ourselves, our physical function and our intellectual function, our life, physical and intellectual life to Buddha, because it is based on Buddha nature. So even though we forget all about it, still we have Buddha nature here. So, Buddha bows to Buddha. That is bow. This is one meaning. Another meaning, as long as we live, we have a body here, and we have to think something. So, Buddha practices Zen, and we practice Zen. So when we practice Zen, we are called Buddha. And Buddha mind, or Bodhisattva mind, is a spirit. To attain oneness in duality is, in short, our spirit. Because we are not so good, we try to improve ourselves. That is our true nature. And we are aware of it. We have some intention to improve ourselves. This intention is limited to human beings. Flowers come up, a flower may come out in spring without fail, but they do not make any effort. They automatically come out. That's all. We try to open our flower in spring. We try to do the right things at the right time, but we find it very difficult. In this sense, we are very stupid. Even though we try to do it, we cannot make it. But this is our human nature. We always try to do something. We have always some difficulty in doing something. But this point is very important for us. That is why we have the pleasure of being a human being. Because it is difficult. And we are always making some effort that results in our pleasure of human life. This pleasure is limited to human beings, and this is called our true nature. All right, so, it's interesting then what he's into there. I think he's sticking his neck out, saying this pleasure is limited to human beings. I mean, that's just his opinion as far as I'm concerned. It doesn't matter because we don't know what it's limited to. We know he thinks it's limited to human beings and that flowers don't. Yeah, maybe so. I mean, that sounds right, but, you know, you might have some other idea there. I don't think that's important. Well, Buddha sort of said the same thing. Buddha said, you can only attain enlightenment in human form. There's no need to believe that. There's no need to believe any of it. Just practice and see what works for you. It's empirical. Well, but he started off saying, we bow nine times in the morning. So he was getting them to bow nine times then, which they were doing in the city. That's not normal, you know. That's explained in Crooked Cucumber, where that comes from, is because he wasn't so into bowing when he was a young monk. So his master said, bowing's very important. So instead of bowing three times in the morning, let's bow nine times. So same Suzuki did the same thing at the Zen Center. And that was long before I came. You know, it was very early. You know, I don't know exactly what year, maybe 61, something like that. He said, you know, we're very stubborn and we don't, you know, particularly like to bow or whatever he said. He said, so instead of bowing three times, we'll bow nine times. That's what he said. And if you read that, you'll think, bow nine times, you know, every time you bow. No, it only happened once. The first bow's in before the morning service. The end of the morning service, it was three times. If you were having a session there and there was an afternoon service, it would be three before, three after. Evening service, same. Everything was three before and three after, except before morning service. And that continued at Tassar. And as far as I know, I think, yeah, it's just a Zen Center practice. And personally, I like it. I mean, I didn't like bowing to the floor at first when I got there, but I've been sitting and I thought, oh, this is good. This is good for my body, you know, after sitting. So that way I didn't have to think too much about what are we bowing to and all those things. I never really worried about that stuff. I just saw it as you're doing some physical action. You know, really, I never became devotional and thought, oh, I'm bowing to Buddha or anything like that. Here I have practiced with Murta Ada, this healer who does a type of Vipassana here in Bali. And he has, at the end of meditation, oh, yeah, he does a thing where you rotate your hands on the left side clockwise 50 times, and then over your right knee counterclockwise 50 times. I think it's counter. I don't know. That's the way I do it. And then with your hands straight in front of your heart 50 times. I do it 10 times. In the morning after mine. And then when you're through with that, you bow your hands together and stick them way up in the air. I do that because I do that too and come down. And it's good. My left arm's been injured for 30 years or something. So it's good for my shoulder. I have to pull my left arm up with my right hand, you know, and then I like to do it till I hear it click. At the end of that, we get down on our knees and bow completely to the floor, like a sort of prostrate. Yeah, it's a prostrate bow, completely down. And he's never given it any meaning. It's just these things. And the way he does his hands, that comes somewhat from being familiar with various types of dance in Indonesia, Bali, and other islands. And he borrows from that in some of the exercises he does. And who knows why he added that bowing down. I mean, I like to do it. I think it's good for my body. But I can see he just bows down, and you know, for a few seconds, then gets up. But I can see a lot of people think of it as a devotional thing, and they'll bow down and just stay there. And I can just see how sincerely they're bowing to something or bowing with all their heart and mind. Okay. So the first reason we bow, he said, is to get rid of our self-centered idea, you know. But the other reason is it's a little more complicated, or he went on about it a little more. So, I mean, he started how we have this intention to improve ourselves. And, yeah, you know, you can listen to him saying it again. I don't see right now. I think I'll just go back and read it and think. Now, how does that have to do with bowing? And that's another reason why we bow, having to do with improving ourselves, or the desire to improve ourselves. He's not talking about how we should improve ourselves. He's talking about how we have the intention or the desire to improve ourselves. That has two sides to it. Has a positive side, yes, that's good, improve yourself. And it has a negative side, which is, you know, practice is not about improving yourself. It's just about being who you are. So right now, I'll just think of bowing as being between those two. Sorry, I wasn't much help there. But that's always true. You figure it out or not. You know, just let him talk. Let it sink in. Don't worry about it. So here we go.
And we bow this morning 9 times. Why we bow to Buddha? It is actually a kind of practice to get rid of our self-centered idea, to give ourselves completely to Buddha. Here I mean to give myself or ourselves means our physical function and our intellectual function or life, physical and intellectual life to Buddha, because it is based on Buddha nature. So even though we forget all about it, still we have Buddha nature here. So Buddha bow to Buddha, and that is bow. This is one meaning. The another meaning is, as long as we live, we have body here. And we have to think something. So Buddha practiced Zen, and we practiced Zen. So everyone, when he practiced Zen, they are called Buddha. And Buddha mind or Bodhisattva mind is a spirit. To attain oneness in duality is, in short, our spirit. Because we are not so good, try to improve ourselves. That is our through nature. And we are aware of it. We have some intention to improve ourselves. But this intention is limited to human being. A flower may come out in spring without fire, but they do not, you know, make any effort. They automatically come out. That's all. We try to open, you know, our flower in spring. You know, we try to do right things at the right time, but we find it very difficult. In this sense, we are very stupid. Even though we try to do it, we cannot make it. But this is our human nature. We always try to do something. We have always some difficulty to do something. But this point is very important for us. That is why we have pleasure of human being, because it is difficult and we are always making some effort. That effort results pleasure of human life. This pleasure is limited to human being, and this is called our true nature.
This has been a Cuke Audio Podcast. I'm D.C. Pupa of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from sleepy Sonora with dogged Bandita, feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.